With WFIU Arts News, I'm David Wood. At Bloomington's Meadowwood Retirement Community, it's the kind of place where, as one resident put it, you don't go to retire, but to have fun. And that fun spirit was on display at the annual Meadowwood Christmas Concert, where the singers ranged in age from 75 to 95. WFIU's Adam Schwartz was at the concert and brought back this report.
All right, so let's start with a little bit of a physical warm-up. Go ahead and stand up, those of you who can.
In a sunny all-purpose room at the Meadowwood Retirement Community, Tim Reed leads the Meadowwood Singers in their last rehearsal before their annual Christmas concert.
So let's start with just a few shoulder rolls.
Most of the 25 singers stand, a few sit behind wheeled walkers, one sits in her wheelchair. The singers have been rehearsing for 5 weeks, but still have some bugs to work out. Especially with sleigh ride.
What happened to this giddy up?
I don't know. We didn't do it.
One person came in. That was whoever came in was correct.
We'll be okay on that one.
After the rehearsal, singer Ann Morley is philosophical about how it went.
Now, sometimes when you have a bad dress rehearsal, you end up with a terrific first performance.
Soprano Jean Turner feels that for past concerts, the singers were better prepared. But she's optimistic about tomorrow's performance.
We usually catch up and do well, don't we, at the end. When all the coins are on the table, we do a good job.
Marlene Emery is the one chorus member who no longer lives at Meadowwood, but was invited back to sing.
It's a little harder to hit those high notes now, but I just love to sing with everyone, and we have so much fun, and we just love to try to make other people happy. It makes us happy.
Dick Schutte, who sings bass, revived the chorus a few years ago. He's well aware of the benefits Meadowwood residents get from singing.
One time, one of the daughters of a singer came up and she said, "Thank you so much for setting up the choir. My mother loves to sing." Many of them would never start singing if it weren't for this choir.
We'll run that tomorrow before the concert. Make sure you're right on time.
Tell us again what we're wearing.
Chorus director Tim Reed feels the rehearsal went well today despite the bumps.
When you're in your 80s and 90s, which are most of the singers, you know, your mind comes and goes. You have better days than other days, and so you have to take that into account, you know.
The next evening in Meadowwood's Terrace Room, the singers have taken their places, dressed in black or green, each wearing a red scarf. Soprano Annette Keefe is one of the few Meadowwood singers with professional experience.
I enjoy singing. I sang professionally most of my life. Of course, now, my age, I've lost a few notes, but I'm still singing.
Opera, cabaret?
Everything. Cabaret, television, yeah. Sang at the White House when Eisenhower was president.
Wow.
That was a thrill, yeah. That was thrilling.
By 7 p.m., audience members fill every seat, as well as extra chairs that spill out into the lobby.
Good evening, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'd like to welcome you to the Meadowwood Singers 2012 Holiday Christmas Concert.
Sleigh Ride was one of the songs the singers stumbled over at the rehearsal. At the concert, it all came together. Tim Reed believes that singing helps the residents stay healthy.
Singing, well, just the camaraderie of getting together, you know, and using your brain to read the music, and then just the physical act of singing, I think is a very healthy thing for anybody, but it's particularly healthy when you're of their age, when they're in your 80s and 90s, just to use your body and, you know, the joy of singing combined with the physical act of singing. I think it's the vibrations in your body, I think, help keep it alive.
The concert ended with the audience joining in for Silent Night. Perhaps Tim Reed's claim that singing keeps you healthy is borne out by the experience of past chorus member Millie Yoder. She sang with the Meadowwood Singers until she was 100. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.
You did great.